previously in Chapter 6.
It's complicated, Morgata. Lancelot and I, our hearts are entwined in a way that defies reason.
But remember, dear Queen, that the heart often leads us down treacherous paths.
I love Guinevere with all my heart, but our love is a forbidden flame.
You must choose, Lancelot, your loyalty to Arthur or your love for Guinevere.
The Knights of Avalon found themselves on the brink of a crisis that threatened not only their unity, but also the kingdom itself.
Chapter 7, Merlin's Wisdom. The grand hall of Camelot buzzed with anticipation as the Knights of Avalon gathered, their armor gleaming under the flickering torchlight. Merlin, the venerable wizard, stood before them, his eyes twinkling with ageless wisdom.
In the shadows, Mordred schemes,
Merlin began, his voice carrying the weight of centuries.
But within our grasp lies a key to thwarting his malevolent plans.
Sir Lancelot, his brow furrowed with determination, stepped forward.
What key, Merlin? We've faced enchanted forests and dragons. What more must we endure?
Merlin's gaze penetrated each knight.
A prophecy hidden within the ancient scrolls of Avalon speaks of a celestial mirror. It is said to reveal truths that can tip the scales of destiny. But to find it, you must journey to the caverns of Whispering Shadows.
The knights exchanged glances, the gravity of their new quest settling upon them. Sir Percival, ever eager for adventure, grinned.
Whispering Shadows? Sounds like my kind of place.
As they ventured into the caverns, the air thickened with a mysterious energy. Shadows danced on the walls, whispering secrets only the stones could comprehend. Sir Gawain, his hand on the hilt of his sword, quipped, "I hope these shadows have good stories to tell." Deeper into the caverns, they discovered an ancient chamber adorned with runes and symbols. At its center stood the celestial mirror, a shimmering pool reflecting the knight's wary faces. Sir Galahad, guided by an unseen force, approached the mirror.
What truths do you hold, celestial mirror?
The mirror rippled and images unfolded. An impending betrayal within the ranks of the knights. A love that could mend the fractures in Camelot. And a sacrifice that would test the very fabric of their brotherhood. As they exited the caverns, the knights were silent, each absorbed in their thoughts. Merlin's voice broke the stillness.
The celestial mirror has shown you the path forward. Trust in each other, for the challenges ahead will test not only your mettle, but the bonds that unite you.
The celestial mirror had unveiled truths that would shape the destiny of Camelot. As the knights grappled with the revelations, Merlin's words hung in the air, a haunting reminder that the shadows of Whispering Shadows were just the beginning of their trials. The fate of Camelot teetered on the precipice of uncertainty.
This concludes Chapter 7 of The Knights of Avalon, featuring actor Matthew Doman as our guest storyteller. Kindly drop a review for Chapter 7 below and let us know. Remember, your reviews are crucial to us. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the episodes.